Now it so happened that Guinevere, the beautiful daughter of the King of Camelyard, stood by the walls of her father's castle to see the arrival of King Arthur and his company. But Arthur rode in as a simple knight among his knights and wore no sign or symbol by which one could recognize his rank. So Guinevere did not know him to be the young king. But he, in passing, looked down upon the lovely maid and ever after carried her fair image in his heart. Arthur, however, did not stay at the castle to meet with the beautiful princess. He rode on and pitched his tents beside the forest. He fought a mighty battle with the heathen and drove them out of the land of Camelyard. Then he caused the forest to be cut down, letting in the sunlight, and made broad pathways for the hunter and knight to travel freely. And after having done this, he returned to his own kingdom. While Arthur was absent, the great lords and barons of his kingdom, joining with a score of petty kings, rose up against him with the cry, "Who hath proven him King Uther's son?" And when he returned from his victory over the heathen, he found his own people up in arms against him. When the king and his knights reached the field where the traitor forces were gathered, the day was so clear that the smallest rock on the faintest hill could be distinctly seen. So when they advanced and flung their banners to the breeze, they were seen at once by the waiting enemy. Then, to clarion call and trumpet blast, with the shouting of 1,000 rebel throats, the traitors came thundering across the open field to meet King Arthur's army. Valiantly did the true and loyal receive the shock. Horse to horse and man to man, the battle raged, now lost, now won. Suddenly, a blinding storm came down upon them, and the fires of heaven, lighting up the red earth, showed Arthur in the front of the battle, fighting like a brave champion. Suddenly, the foe turned and fled. Arthur's knights would have followed, dealing death among the retreating numbers, but the ever-merciful king cried, "Stop! They yield!" So like a painted battle, the war stood, silenced, the living quiet as the dead. And in the heart of Arthur, joy was Lord. And Arthur looked upon the dark-eyed Lancelot, the knight he loved and honored most, and said, "You do not doubt me as your king. I know this, because so well thine arm hath wrought for me today." "Sir, and my liege," cried Lancelot, "I saw the fire of God descend upon thee in the battlefield. I know thee for my king." At this moment, the two became aware on the field of death a deathless love. And Arthur said, "A man's word is his bond. Come what may on the battlefield or in life, I trust thee to the death."